Alright, so I thought about it for a little bit, and I realized that I was making a bunch of content, a bunch of shit, and at the end of the day, you know, what I make is intrinsically content, even if I don't like the word, it's content, about how sad I am, you know what I mean? And I got... You just came in and I'm hitting you with the, you know what I mean. I don't know. It's like a tick and I'm trying my hardest to like stop saying that because I realized I started saying that to cover up my own like incoherent sentences / thoughts. And then I'll go, do you know what I mean? And I'll nod and people like nod with me and they go, yes, I know what you mean. Even though they have absolutely no fucking idea what I mean. So I need to stop saying that because I think like I don't know where that came from, but it's been happening like the last like 2 years. So I need to stop. However, I think that there's more to life than being sad. So this is the conclusion I came to yesterday, right? So I came to the conclusion that I'm in a point in my life now where I don't have any specific goals. And I think for that reason, that's one of the reasons I feel lost. So I'll give you an example, right? I always wanted to move to New York. Like I kind of talked about in the last podcast, always wanted to move to New York, always thought I'd be working in like a marketing firm, making big bucks, you know what I mean? Big bucks. Always thought I'd be working in a marketing firm. I thought I'd be doing magic, that I would take over New York, and that was the goal. And I'm not like I did all that, but because I think so much of that was like quantitative, I think that so much of that was like a checklist that now that my checklist is just don't get fired. You know what I mean? Now that I I must seem crazy. I keep saying, you know what I mean, and you don't know what I mean yet because I haven't thoroughly explained my thought. So, right, that's a good play. So, I realize that a lot of these goals are, they were quantitative, you know, and they were things that I could check off, and they were things that I could kind of like be like, okay, got one, you know what I mean? And fuck it. It's just how I talk. I can't stop. So now that I've reached a lot of these goals, I am falling into this thing where it's like, I always thought making a show would be cool, but it was never like the main goal. So it's theoretically, I could just be like, I'll pitch this show again and I'll get this, but I don't like, I'm realizing I don't want like that. You know, I think I told you last time, you may or may not know, that I only had to do a TV show. I only had to try to pitch a TV show about myself because I wanted to produce a show my whole life. I've always wanted to produce a show. And when I got to the point where I got in the right room, they said, who's gonna star? And I gave them 8 names of different people who look like me, black people, great black magicians with great stories, you know? And they said no. And I was like, why? And they're just like, we're not interested, what about you? And I was like, I don't want to be the star of a TV show. And they're like, why not? Everyone wants this. Everyone wants this. That's what they kept like essentially saying to me. And I started to believe it. You know, I started to believe it when in reality, I just wanted to make money from producing this show and make something I was proud of. I didn't want to star in it. Because if you star in it, you have a very limited outlook on what the show like can be because you're inside, you know? So I realized that I don't want to be in a show. I don't. And that was a really hard realization for me because that was something I told myself I wanted for so long. Because you have to tell yourself to believe it and believe that anything's possible, you know, like I think something that I always think is that anything's possible. There's a way to get anywhere. Like, I should be able to use TikTok to get a job, and I should be able to fucking pitch to this network or this network. If that doesn't work, I'll take it somewhere else, you know? And if you watch my Instagram stories, you know I got a message from Hulu the other day, and they wanted me to do something. They've already discussed it. Apparently, I was nominated for some show, and it was a really cool show. I just was like, this isn't my time. And it was about young black people who are changing the world. That's the show. And honestly, I just felt like I'm not doing enough. And I might be too hard on myself, but I felt like I am not currently doing enough, and I don't feel like I deserve it, and I felt like I'm not changing the world. And that was a really, like, this usually isn't how life works. You know, you get a crazy opportunity, everyone tells you, this is your one chance, this is your one chance. But I realized that I'm fucking young and talented, right? You probably are too. I'm young and talented, and I'm realizing that people keep offering me shit in the least condescending way possible. Like, if you, I try to talk about this with some of my friends sometimes, and I feel like a dick because a lot of them are like, quote, quote, trying to make it. And as you know, I'm also poor, but people keep offering me opportunities to do things for low money and high visibility. So that's all I mean. So I feel like a dick sometimes because a lot of my friends are like trying to get discovered, and I can't feel like, I feel like I can't talk about this because I feel like I'm like an asshole. Like, that's kind of how I feel. So I'm telling you, but my struggle is that I'm very good at PR, and I'm also very talented with magic. And like, I'm telling you this because, again, this is my fucking podcast. And I'm also black and young, and I'm not ugly, right? So people are looking for young black people doing things they haven't seen before, right? They know that black people can rap. They know that we can play sports. They know that we're good at art. You know, they're looking for something else that they can be like, the first black, blah, 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 black. You know, that's what they're looking for. So, like, people keep offering me shit. You know, people keep offering me shit. And I'm also really good at finding shit. That combination. And for that reason, I keep feeling like this is my path. This is my destiny. This is where I'm supposed to go. You know, this is what I'm supposed to do. And that's not true. You know, like, that's not true. I keep thinking, like, okay, so, like, I always wanted to get in the New York Times. I got in the New York Times. Someone saw that, and it's like, oh, I'm pitching to this network now. It's like, ah, network. I'm, like, oh, I'm developing this pilot now. Yes, it's like they turned it down, but their competitor just hit me up. I have to do this. This is not, no, it's not. Says who? You know, says who? That's the, not necessarily the gambler's fallacy, but you can make the argument that there's some correlations there. And if you are, if you have a goal, I suppose, in life, or something that you feel like you're destined to do or that you want to do, like, I'm not the expert, obviously. My plans work about 50% of the time. But what I can tell you is that when I want to do something, everything that I do from the moment I decide that is in service of that one thing, at least in some way. And if it isn't, I will make up a story on how that is the case. So, for instance, you moved to New York, right? Now, like, I could have just taken the job as the director of the Houdini Museum and been like, oh, cool, like, this is a cool job, I'm a magician. But instead, I'm, like, telling everyone I meet, everyone that came in, because you never know who's going to fucking come in. And because of that, I met multiple producers, multiple directors, multiple really interesting people. And none of those people were the ones that I started to work with later. But just in general, the idea that I would tell everyone the story. Like, I would tell everyone, like, how Houdini was from Wisconsin, and I'm following Houdini's footsteps to be in New York, blah, blah, blah. And I'm also a publicist. Houdini was a great publicist, if you don't know. He would, we'll talk about that in a different episode. But the idea that I would tell that to everyone, to the point where people would be like, that's a great story. Here's my card, blah, 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 you know? But a lot of people just want to do shit, and they're like, people will just find me because I'm so great, you know? And that's, if you have, like, I am one of those people where I love my friends, and my friends tell me they're doing something, I'll be like, I will help you to the best of my ability. Typically, I've been very tired lately, so I'm sorry if anyone's reached out. But, you know, like, typically, if you're like, yo, I want to get on this TV show, I'll make the calls for you, you know what I mean? And you're like, a lot of my friends will, like, tell you that I'm constantly, like, trying to, like, connect people, because I think it's really fun, and it's also good for my portfolio. So it's kind of a, like, hit two birds with one stone. But that's essentially my advice. This is not an advice situation. That's basically, like, everything that I do is in service of my goal. But because of that, without a goal, I feel lost. And I think goals also help me not think about like the world as well. I can kind of block everything out and have my mission, you know. And I think now I'm kind of struggling a little bit to see what my goal is. Again, my goal is just not get fired. My goal is enjoy your life. My goal is be a good boyfriend. My goal is make yourself happy. My goal is stop embarrassing yourself. My goal is just to be me, I suppose. But at the same time, I think I need a goal, you know, like fucking open a zoo type shit. I'm not really sure, but I don't know what that would look like. You know, like I think we've been tricked into thinking that fame is the goal. And something that you may or may not know that I may or may not have said before is that if I would have gotten the show with the network, if I would have gotten that show, I would not have started filming most likely until next month, right? I am poor. I have been unemployed for a year. I had been. Now I'm employed to work at a firm. It's very nice. Yada, 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 right? But if I would have taken this deal, if they would have offered it to me, I already saw the numbers, right? They wanted to pre-negotiate. I already saw the numbers. I would have been homeless right now. I would have been homeless right now, flying around the country to make a show. And I know that sounds cool, but that's not how it has to be. And that's not what I want to do. And that's also not the life I want to live. Because then you film the show, everyone solidifies you as who the show says you are, what the show says you are. And it doesn't matter what you do, people don't care anymore. It's like, it's a hard thing that I started encountering where people were like, you're just a magician, you're just a magician. I was looking for a fucking normal job and people just kept saying like, you're just a magician, you're just a magician. And like, oh yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not. I went to school for communication. I have multiple opinion editorials. I have, this podcast is even, it's not even a thing anymore. But like, I'm like, I've worked at multiple organizations, like in nonprofits, in their like communication thing. But then my biggest accomplishment is getting in this for something as weird and low, like something that you don't think of as like magic is like a low art form for a lot of people, you know? So it's like, it's something as weird as magic. I was able to get publicized in the biggest fucking shit in New York. I'm like, that's what I do. I'm an executor. And they'll be like, no, you're just a magician, right? So like a year I was looking for a job. I finally found a job after I made the goal of using TikTok to find a job. I think I told you I was like crying one day being like, why am I such an awful person that I can't find a job? Like, how am I just like, how do I have all these skills, more skills than like honestly most people my age? Most people my age have not done what the fuck like I've done, you know what I mean? Now most people my age don't have the experience that I have, like, especially, this sounds like so like, It's tough because I am, black people know this, right? Black people know that when we go somewhere, people will automatically, and you may be like, this is bullshit, just hear me out for a second. We know that people will automatically think that we are not as qualified as we are for anything. When in reality, to get into a lot of rooms, we have to be excellent, right? I have to be a publicist and a magician at the same time with the perfect story. And all the accomplishments before I'm fucking 23 to fucking get in the room to pitch a show, you know? And I see people on TikTok just be like, hey, Netflix, what's up? And Netflix is like, hey, come through, you know? Like, it's the idea that, like, I did all of that combined with my work at Salvation Army, Make-A-Wish, and all the other shit that I used to do because I knew I had to be excellent. I knew I had to be excellent. And a lot of black people know this. And we talk about this a lot, this idea that, you know, like, a lot of women, if you look at an organization, right, you take an organization and then you take the women and the men, there's a good chance the women have done substantially more in the organization. Why? Because people are more likely to hire a man who hasn't done anything than they are to hire a woman who has done things. Why? Because it just seems like a thing. Like, for instance, in Asia, sometimes, I don't want to say like specifically, you know, I don't want to be one of those people, but I do know a man that this happened to, so this is a real thing. There's like a thing, I believe it's called like the white ape or some shit. Well, they'll hire white men to be the heads of companies just to look official, right? So when I went to Shanghai, a guy I knew, I won't say his name, a guy I knew got hired for a conference to just speak about like what the differences are between America and China. And they were paying him like a shit ton of money. And he just had graduated college with his master's degree and no job experience. And I'm just like, what could you tell them? He's like, I don't fucking know. I've never even done this before. And I'm like, that's embarrassing. I'm like, why are you telling people this? Why are you telling people this? And it's the idea that, like, I know if you're white and you're a young person and you applied for a lot of jobs and you haven't gotten it, I know it's hard. And it's, you know, like, it's hard for you too, and it's not that easy if you're just white. But what I am saying is the amount of white men that I know that have gotten hired after having little to no experience is staggering. And you really don't need much experience, if at least to get the interview. You just kind of need the name, I think. And I've been in the situation where I've seen people's resumes and I've been like, oh, this name, what does this mean? Does this mean? And I've thought about it, you know, I've been one of those people, you know, and I think everyone is one of those people. So that's just something that, like, you have to realize, for instance, I don't know, you just have to realize that, like, you're one of those people, which is everyone, and that you have to, like, course correct, a lot of times overcorrect it. So a lot of times, like, if I'm making a list for work or something, let's say I'm making a list of some influencers I want to work with, or I'm making a list of, like, things I want to do in my life or something like that. So, for instance, I'll a lot of times put a lot more women and gay people on the list just because I know I lean towards men. I lean towards men to, like, pick them to do things. So I'm like, let me just build this with as many women as I can and as many gay people as I can, you know, so that way, like, when, like, I do run out of ideas, I'm like, oh, this straight white man, like, you know what I mean? Then it's, I feel a little bit better because I try really hard. Like, it sounds like a small thing, but, like, I'll literally just, like, it's so imbalanced, even with me telling you that I know it's imbalanced, that I'll, like, sometimes look at a list and I'll be like, you know, if I have to make a list of five people, usually a lot of times I won't even have, like, a woman on the list. And for whatever list this is, you know what I mean? And I realized that, like, this shit's fucked up. So I started kind of going the opposite way where I'll look at women first and I'll look at queer people first. And also, it just might be because now I've, like, changed a little bit more. So, like, I've definitely, like, follow mainly queer people and women. So that's like a thing as well. But I think that's something that, like, a lot of us don't really do well. You know, I see a lot of lists where it's like presenting and it's like all white people, you know, and it's like, come on, like, you, no one said anything. And I get added to a lot of things after the fact. I think a lot of black people and women do, where people are like, hey, by the way, like, do you want to potentially, like, do this now? And it's like, bro, did you just forget, you know, like, get thrown into a fucking Juneteenth show, you know? Which may or may not have happened this year, but I fucking did it for the ancestors and the money. So I realize I don't necessarily have a goal. I'm getting dressed right now. I realize I don't necessarily have a goal, and I'm trying to feel like, I'm trying to wonder, I don't know. I think I, hold on. Hold myself to a standard that's very high for everything. You know, I'm like, I have to make a website and it has to be great and I have to learn how to fucking do this and I have to make a podcast. And, like, a podcast is, recently I've been like, fuck it, I just don't have to have high production. I'm not trying to get famous with this podcast. I'm not trying to get people to sponsor this podcast. The podcast is mainly because I can't afford a therapist. I'm like, if people want to listen, that's cool, but they don't have to, you know? And I just don't know what any of this shit's for anymore. I don't know, but it doesn't have to be for something. And it's like, it's just a hard concept, the idea that I just need to enjoy life. I don't need to work on something. I don't need to flex on everyone. You know, I just need to enjoy my life. I have one job. Enjoy your life. And that concept to me, I don't know what it means, you know? So I've been thinking a lot about, I think a long time ago, we talked about, if you're an OG listener, we talked about Spanish romantics. So we talked about the romantic era of kind of like Spanish poetry, Latin American poetry. And we talked about how a lot of the people, this is something I learned in like my Spanish poetry class when I was like 22 or something like that in school. And it was the idea that a lot of Spanish romantic, like the romantic era of poetry, was the idea that the world could never be how you wanted it to be. You romanticize the world, but it just won't be that, you know? And at the end of the day, it seems like a beautiful place, but there's so much fucked up shit. There's so many fucked up people. And that's the kind of the art, that's the art behind the feeling, the sentiment behind the art of the romantic era. So the idea that these people had depression, these people were trying, they were pained, physically pained by the idea of the world not being able to be anything like the world could create in your head, which sounds very, very dumb, but I get it. I get it. It's like, if we all just did this, it would be, but we don't. Why? Because you just don't. And that's like a crazy thing to realize that we have to live in this world where we just don't, because people just don't. And I'm trying to figure out my place. I don't really know what that means. But I can't single-handedly change the world, even if I could. The question is, would I? Lately, I've been thinking a lot about Sean King. Sean King is, I'm eating a Hershey's bar, one of those Oreo Hershey's bar. Sean King is the activist that kind of just calls out anything that he thinks is bullshit on Instagram. He's pretty famous. I would compare him to, like, yeah, he doesn't deserve comparisons right now. It's not that he doesn't deserve it. See, this is the problem, right? He's someone that's trying to change the world. Sean King. You can look him up. And I was going to say, you can look him up on Instagram. I don't know why I just stopped it like that so randomly. You can look him up. And I've been thinking a lot about how his life has essentially been ruined, or people are trying to ruin it, because he's trying to stand up for racial injustice, I believe. There may be more to the story. But just since day one, people have been like, you're not black. You're stealing money. You're fake. You're a liar. Just from day one. And I'm like, you know, he's kind of like, white people will make anything up to discredit me so that I can't blah, 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 you know? And there's a point where I'm just like, yo, this is probably true. Not that he's done these things, but that white people are just making this up because they don't like what he's saying. Because people are really out here trying to ruin his life, and I don't really know why, because, like, no one has any evidence of anything that they've accused him of. And it's like a weird, it's a weird thing where it's like, Sean King isn't black. And then people are like, prove it. Prove that you're black. And I'm just like, since when do we have people proving that they're black? You know, it's definitely black until your parents come out and say that you're not. You know, I thought so. You know, he looks black enough. And, like, that shouldn't be, like, the qualification. I know after Rachel Dolezal, we're all super careful. But, I mean, at the end of the day, people want to pretend to be black to join the NAACP and help out. Like, is that wrong? The answer is probably yes. However, it's funny to think about, you know, like, if you sneak in, like, what's a good example? If you sneak in an Applebee's on a night where they're, like, really understaffed, and then you work for free because you just want to help because you used to work at an Applebee's, is that, like, wrong? Yes. Is someone going to, like, kick you out because you're probably a little crazy? Yes. But, I mean, would they arrest you? Maybe. This was a bad example. Moving on. Try to think of something where, like, if you sneak in to help and people, like, don't get mad. But honestly, people, like, don't like that, because everything's a safety concern now. You know, you pretend to be somebody and you could be, like, a fucking bomb threat. That's a crazy fucking world we live in, dude. Wow. I tried to, like, make a really good point. Like, hey, Applebee's. You know, but sometimes it doesn't work. I always wonder, every episode, who listens to this shit? Because yesterday I had way too many people listen to this podcast for people not to be like, hey, heard your podcast, or something like that. I don't know. At this, So I wonder who listens. And I kind of wonder why more people don't tell me if they're listening. I have like 3 or 4 friends that tell me. But the interesting thing is, like, the people who listen that I know that don't tell me, it's like, do you not tell me because you don't want to invade my privacy? Do you not tell me because you're a secret, like a secret little sneak sneak, and you don't want me to know that, like, I don't know, is that it? Is that it? I don't know. I did start making the podcast. I think I tell you people. I mainly make social media content in general so that my friends know what's happening, because all my friends would be like, what are you up to? And I would tell them every single time. And it'd always be just like not annoying and tedious. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I do like weird shit. So it's like, I just got tired of kind of like constantly saying the weird shit, and then people be like, really? And then like, I'm like, if I just post what happens or what I'm doing, people will like see it and then they'll get it, you know? So that was kind of like, it's a little bit lazy. It's not good. Don't be me. But that's the reason why I started kind of posting so much on Instagram. So that way when I do something or something relatively interesting, my friends who like follow me, you know, my friends who like most of my friends follow me, they'll be like, oh, I saw that on your story. And I'm like, oh, good. That's good. That's good. And it's really been helpful where a lot of my friends, like, it's a little bit selfish. I felt like I was just constantly rehashing the same stories with my friends. And I just felt like I was going kind of crazy, just being like, oh yeah, since I've been like posting a lot. Not a lot, but since I've been posting in general, I feel that it's not helpful, but it's nice to have people be like, yeah, I saw that on your story the other day. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. At the same time, the podcast is like the most personal version of myself, I suppose. You know, it's the most personal version of myself that you can access, like, without talking to me, I suppose. So I get scared sometimes thinking about who's listening. And I'm like, did I say too much, the right thing, the wrong thing? At the same time, I love having like a small podcast, because like, it's almost like when you do a comedy show, a lot of comedians will do a show and they'll be like, no phones. And it's because, you know, you have the freedom to kind of say what you want. With the podcast, I don't have the freedom to say like everything that I obviously want to say, but that's probably for the best, because that's not how life works. But it's the idea that I kind of have a little bit more freedom to, I have more the ability to really express myself and feel heard simultaneously. Maybe it's by the wrong people. Maybe I just need more friends. That could be the answer too. I don't know. But I made the decision that I need to start living life for me. And I need to, I don't know why, I've just been hearing this voice that's just like, make art. It's like, make art. And I don't know what it necessarily means. But if I had to guess, if there was anything like supernatural forces in the world, and there was actually someone or something telling me to make art, what I think it means is that I need to capture how I feel now in a way that I'll look back on and be proud of. Because I don't want to spend my late 20s now, 25. I don't want to spend my late 20s scared and exhausted, because it's probably not going to get better, you know? I'll look back on this and be like, that was the best time of my life. And I think I have to make something new. Like, I have to make something new that I haven't done. And not like a new... I don't wish I knew what it was. It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I can't describe it because I don't know what it is yet. But it's like, make art. Make art. I think if I, whatever I do, it'll end up being more for my mental health state than it will be to, like, achieve any level of notoriety or fame. Like, I've been thinking a lot about doing, like, a 10-person show. Just, like, 10 people, you know, in the back room of some building. You know, I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about maybe a show just about the whole life story. And maybe a show to end this chapter of COVID for me, you know. I'm not really sure what it, I mean or whatever I'm thinking is exactly, but I feel very strongly that I have to do it now. But I don't have time, so that's why it's like really funny. But also, I do you believe in God? No. So it's like, you're just talking to yourself and trying to justify it with the podcast, and you would be correct. Most likely, I just feel like I need to do more. But right now, that's manifesting in the phrase, make art. Make art. Art for the sake of art. So, I don't know what this means. But I think I might try to find it. We'll see. I think I spent so long finding things for people, creating things. I don't even know how to describe it. But I'm so heavy on the output that I think this is the time I need to find what I've been trying to achieve, find what I've been trying to get that I thought I would have once I had it. That doesn't make sense. I think it's time to find the feeling that I thought achievement would give me in whatever it really will be. Nope, that's not it. No. I think I need to find the meaning of life, or at least I need to create a meaning of life for me soon before I just like self-destruct. That's probably the answer. That's probably the real answer. Yes, I think that's closer. And I don't know, but I think I'm going to start podcasting again. I don't think it's going to be more than this. I don't care to produce anymore a podcast. I don't care to do mics and editing and music anymore. Like, I don't care to do that. But if you want to come along to see if I figure out anything, I don't know. As you can see, I'm not very concise anymore. I don't know if it's the way I'm approaching this podcast or if it's my life. I honestly think it might be like just how I talk now. And it doesn't sound as like intelligent or as like whimsical or as like, I don't even have the words to describe it. It doesn't sound as good as it used to sound. To me, I feel dumb lately. I feel dumb. I don't have any new information. Maybe I have to start reading more, watching the news more, listening to more podcasts. I don't fucking know. But like, I just feel dumb lately. So like, I don't have the words to kind of describe what I've been saying. And I've been always felt like I'm someone that always has the words. So that's why I am slightly disappointed with myself. If you listen to this, don't send it to anybody. Stop fucking sending my shit around. Listen to yourself. Close the fucking podcast. You got it. Listen to this podcast. Close the fucking podcast. And I'll be back. Okay? Sounds good. Nice chat. Peace.